doing? You waited until we got live.
While we're on the podcast.
And they can't see you.
To tell people the essential of stretching. I'm like the Almighty. I'm always stretching.
What?
Because if you stretch out, it's blessings to us. Oh, man.
You say you're like a manatee?
No, I think you said the Almighty.
Yeah.
If you would have said manatee, I'd have been like, okay.
I really thought you said manatee. I was like, a manatee.
I loved manatees growing up as a kid. I even donated. Like, my school did a program where we had the
Scholastics. HR fun facts.
Remember the remember the Scholastics that you always used to get, but you had to pay for that shit? So then when niggas was like, oh, no. When book day used to come around, you get the Scholastics.
You was that girl, right?
We did. What girl?
Like, you had the most money during book day, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I could tell.
Book days, field trips.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell.
To it all.
He was always overly prepared.
Yeah.
Of course, there's one of your friends you probably bought a book for.
Yo.
And then my mom would go on field trips and then she'd end up buying everybody shit. Yeah. Oh, you can't hear yourself? Hold on. This is your cord? Okay, so. Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, yeah. So then, yeah, when my mom would go on field trips, everybody used to love it because she would, like,
how's
get everybody
Mama
shit.
Mama HR?
How's my mom?
Yes.
That's a legit
She's
question.
Like a low-key, turned-up version of me. Like, I'm my mother's child. Absolutely. Which
tell.
Is why we bump heads, because she's a Taurus.
I could tell.
So we bump heads a lot. I idolize my mom.
I know. That's not your enemy, Tauruses. That seems to balance y'all niggas out.
Bizarro world. But
I love it. Because y'all Virgos be wild.
We not that wild.
Yes, y'all are. Right.
Yo, I just saw... a thing on Instagram from Cass Facts. Shout out to Cass Facts. He's always supporting the Jabba Tears podcast. He had just posted it because I had reposted it on my Instagram where he said, Miss, I have to be extra dramatic even though I don't really give a fuck because you keep playing with me. And the first thing said September Virgos.
Yes.
So I was like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes.
You keep playing with me. I'm going to keep being wild dramatic and that'll be that. Jobber Nation, welcome to another episode of the Jobber Tears podcast. As always, I'm Janelle from HR. Here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black. We are safe. We are marked safe. The city has been a little bit of the wild, wild west for the past 48 hours. I had people. It was so funny because I had like all of my parentals. Text me. My brother texted me. Like, mad people were hitting me up. And I was like, well, I said, no, I'm okay. First of all, I had already was in probably like my last dream when shit was going down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh shit, like shit is wild out here. And then Mikey S goes, he goes, ain't nobody check on me. I said, nigga, nobody knows you really in Brooklyn. So
I thought
how would they
Queens.
Know? But he stays with me most of the week. So he's in Brooklyn. I would say 80%
of the
week.
You don't live on that side.
Yeah, and I don't live on that side.
And like, there's no
but people wouldn't know that. So that's why, like, my homegirl, when we went to D.C., she had texted me earlier today. She was like, I'm just checking on you, sis.
A lot of people
from out of state. And a lot of people from out of state had checked on me. My Takiya from Chicago checked off on me and stuff like that. But I was like, I don't live on that side of Brooklyn. But then I had saw somebody had posted a video on Instagram was on some like, yo, that nigga could have never done that shit in like Brownsville, in like Bed-Stuy. Like it could have never went down that way.
Yo, the thing sounds scripted, low key.
It's very sus.
Like first of all, supposedly he got caught by calling on like.
So not only he called, but like people around the area. Had called too.
So what?
But
was
he
his
had
motive?
Called. They don't know yet.
Oh, he said I had that to alert the city about how like how that.
That shit ain't safe.
Yeah, it ain't safe. So I had to do this. But my thing that makes no sense is
hold on. Wait,
mysteriously,
wait, time out, time out. Yes. We got to rewind on this.
Yes.
Shit. So he said,
yes.
That I did this
to show how unsafe the city is.
So this nigga is Thanos.
And then, this is what the cops said. All his weapons and stuff like that was found on a crime scene. But the first report said that you couldn't find nothing. And how can you identify him? But yeah, he had the mask and a vest on, nigga. How? How, Sway? Explain this.
Well, because they traced it back to the U-Haul. When they found the U-Haul, they found the name, the person who rented it. And then he was already in the system because he did crimes in New York, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio.
Like,
no, none of it makes sense.
All the narrative fits that he said, like, I hate the mayor, all of that. So you picked the right guy to do this, right?
Well, I mean...
there's some belly shit right here.
Definitely debatable. But, and it's crazy because some of the things he would say, like, that, like, that was posted on social media and stuff like that, like what he was saying, it was like, oh, he's not too far-fetched from the truth kind of thing. But it's just about how you go about it. Like, it's just like, bro, like,
doesn't add up.
You really did that? But my thing is, and I told Mikey this, I said, if y'all had the man's credit card, y'all could have traced the phone and y'all could have found him. He didn't even have to call in. Y'all could have definitely looked at cells. Like, y'all niggas do that for every type of other person. Y'all look at cell towers. Y'all look at all that other shit. And the one time y'all niggas need to, like, fish this nigga out of the city, and we just gonna sit quietly and wait
and until the cameras, he calls on himself. And the cameras didn't work in that area, but yet.
That's us.
And that station three is, like, top priority.
They said three cameras in the entire MTA system was down. And that was one of the
three. This is a conspiracy to get more cops into the subway.
Exactly.
Well, that, and then the governor of Georgia just signed a law that people can carry for protection without permits. So it's all just so coincidental that all this is going down while that's being signed into law. And mind you, yes, it's in Georgia, but when things happen, you know, one place, it can happen somewhere else. So.
And you don't think that it's suspicious? Like, now, like, they get rid of, like, they're pushing to get rid of ghost guns? You know what ghost guns are, right?
No, I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's basically like, if I send you a gun, it's like a builder kit. Like, you could build a gun at your house.
Oh yeah, if you get the parts and you put it together,
yeah. So a lot.
It's just wild, but once again, anyone that has been affected, it was crazy because my homeboy, like one of my only few Spanish friends that I have in my life, him and his wife, they actually just moved to Jersey, but I know his wife still worked in that area in Sunset Park because that's where they lived. Mm-hmm. So he was the first person I texted. I was like, "Yo, are y'all good?" He was like, "She was on that train, but she's okay." Like, her and her sister were on that train.
Right. Oh, that's scary.
And they were, yeah. And I was just like, he's like, "Yeah, she's at work." I said, "Nigga, I would have been like."
A lot of people shook him up by my.
So my brother. This is like behind the scenes talk before we get into some wrestling because
brother HR.
Like it was very slow this week in wrestling, so we're just gonna just chop it up a little bit. My brother actually works for MTA,
mm-hmm.
So he was the very first person. Like he texted me, but I said, because I just woke up.
You were in trouble. Like he probably gave
yo SummerSlam tickets going on sale.
Yeah, in Nashville. But yeah, he had texted me, and I said, "Are you okay?" Because he, you know, he does like the signage and like subway changes and things like that. That was always his dream job. It was the weirdest thing, but people love what they love. My brother always loved trains growing up, so it's funny. But I said, "Are you okay?" And he was like, "I'm actually a little shaken up because you just never know." Like, because like that next day, I was looking at everybody, so it's like,
"Y'all niggas grew up with some niggas kind of privilege."
How you say privilege?
For a black man to be like to love trains like that.
Yeah, like my mom used to always take him to like the train show at the at
that's
the
privilege right
Bronx
there.
Zoo. Like, she had a membership. Like
people don't understand.
Transit museum, like, everything.
Black people growing up in privilege where they are like a black family able to like grow up to able to dream, that's privilege. But yet we get make fun of for having dreams. Like I don't understand why is that
it's
like
weird. Yeah, I mean,
like yeah, it's a real taboo on black
people. It's unbalanced in a sense because you know you want everybody to dream and have like those big aspirations and goals in life and things like that. So I don't know.
I mean, like you get make fun of growing up because like you have both parents. You get make fun of because you have. Clothes on your back. You gotta make fun of because you're not coming out of the struggle.
You know what's wild? You know, it's weird. Got made fun of because I have both parents, but people will always be like, "You're so lucky." And I was just like, "Oh, only a few."
Right.
It's not always the best thing.
You know what it is? It's just like, especially among our community, is people feel like you're doing well is how much materialistic stuff that you accumulate.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
It's about emotional support. Yeah. It's about like mental support. It's about physical support. I know people that
who have everything, but yet, like, you don't notice all the kids who had everything growing up, the free crib, like you see them now.
They're the murderers.
Exactly. They're the ones who the rapist is. They're the ones that who don't have friends. They're the one who calling you and saying that, "Yo, dang, I'm proud of you because you're so successful." I'm looking at them like, "Bro, you have the job, the girls,
everybody,
all
you know,
of that."
But it's like going back to what Undertaker said in his Hall of Fame speech. Perception is everything.
Yeah.
And when you have a certain perception of somebody and what their lifestyle is and what they go through, then you have this like you have this image of them. But moving on. Yes, SummerSlam tickets. Anyone gonna head out? Nashville is definitely an amazing city. Tickets I think go on sale this Friday. I believe. Also, too, I do believe if you check on Mania Club's Facebook page, they are doing a suite for SummerSlam. So you can hit up Mania Club for more information on that if you wanted to do a suite for them. Those that are watching on the live feed, our next pay-per-view would be WrestleMania Backlash back at Legends.
What day?
I believe it's May 8th, which actually is Mother's Day. And then at the end of May, it'll be for Double or Nothing.
Wrestling and Cuddy After. Okay. That perfect Mother's Day gift.
Sleep.
Get yourself a Legends voucher. I mean, a gift card.
What is Mother's Day? When is Mother's Day?
May 8th.
We just said that.
I forgot.
Good morning. So what's going on with
you? He just said it's Mother's Day and then said, what day is Mother's Day?
No, because what day of the week?
Sunday.
Sunday.
It's always on the day of the pay-per-view.
Oh.
Yo, why shall we do some, like, a mother tribute that, like, that's so cheesy?
All
like,
the all mamas. Right. I mean, that's how I felt about Rumble. Like, I thought that was very, very, very dope.
That's pretty mom, mommy.
How, like, I felt like 20% of the Royal Rumble was wrestlers who are moms. I thought that was dope. To come back and be able to do the Rumble, I think that's pretty dope.
That was a big lot of money left on the table with that. Because they kind of had like a good campaign of like mothers that who are able to do both, who still wrestle and stuff like that. Like, you could have got real, that's a real lot of money that they left on the table.
I feel like they do slow out rollouts for certain things like that, certain projects that they may have.
But people may say what WWE may say, but WWE low key do be in the mix of what pop culture is going on.
Well, yeah, they don't have no choice. I think after a while, with the team, social media team, PR team, talent, like, there's always going to be crossover appeals. Look what happened where they put the clip of for Young Rock's new season, and they have put fucking, which I don't. That is not believable to me at all.
What?
But where they had the little kid who's representing Roman Reigns.
Totally possible. That's what happened.
I don't really
Young Rock is a biography. It's a documentary.
I don't know. I ain't gonna front. Young Rock's one of the best shows on television. Especially new
I'm just
season.
Glad it's on Peacock.
Of course it is.
Okay,
one of the best shows. Listen, all right
now.
Listen. All I'm saying is this. The Rock is doing the best he can. He said I'm Roman. Because think about it. People are going to Google who the hell is Roman Reigns is. And I bet you ratings will go up for
Fox.
Well,
they already had to do that when he had him in the Hobbs and Shaw.
But not everybody knew him.
How that don't count?
That don't count.
He did nothing. He didn't say a word in the movie.
He said like two words.
And nobody knew who he was. Everybody was like, who that sexy nigga?
Yeah.
That's
but, with the spear.
But see, but then in asking that question, you look who it up, who it
no,
is.
No, you do not. Most of the time you go, oh, he's sexy. And then you leave alone.
No.
You know how bitches be.
He did nothing significant in the movie. He just speared somebody.
If I see somebody that I do not
know, you're not
going to
Google it.
I do Google it.
You're going to put like.
You do it, not the average person.
Exactly. What average person you in the movie, they're like, oh, who's that man that fell in the tower in the back? He's sexy. Let me look him up. No, they do not.
Yeah. I want to know in that moment who the fuck
Janelle,
are you.
So, Janelle, you really Google
the extras?
Do you?
Like, if it's somebody in the movie that I'm like, yo, who is this? And they have some type of importance.
He didn't have no importance in the movie.
That's debatable.
Oh, what he did.
He was not important.
What he did. He just speared and went, oh.
Yes, he did.
He was a part of the tribe.
That's it.
So
it was 100 people part of the tribe.
He did nothing in that movie.
He did nothing
but
in the movie.
But to be fair, I already know who he was. So actually,
that's different.
That actually is a
Young
terrible
Rock
example.
Did more for him.
Young said, Rock did much more for him. Because they even had a drop down.
Exactly.
Well, like I was SmackDown. It had all the accolades and stuff.
They set it up nice.
They set it up. Think about it.
Nice.
They've been planting seeds from when Roman got booed at that Rumble in Philly.
Oh, that's your cousin? He wrestles right now? Oh, let me Google him right away. That's instant clickbait.
Okay.
Think about it. You got his nickname and his real name. Roman. He's wrestling right now? All right, cool. Let me Google him. Instant.
Okay.
Think about it. Put him on way better.
You can't ask me because I already know who the fuck it is. So at that point, it doesn't. It's irrelevant.
But his marketing is way better though.
Okay. I mean, to me, they had like I said, they already planted seeds from that.
And think about
situation,
it. The casual fans who only watch Young Rock, they advertise Roman Reigns. Like, wait, I remember this from Young Rock. They're gonna run that clip.
Casual fans, yes.
Come on, dogs.
Casual fans, yeah.
Come on, son.
But other than
I don't want to see it though. But still,
why not? Really?
I don't. Because everyone
I
else
think they
see
missed.
It.
They. I think for me, it should have happened already. But what? I get it.
Rock versus Roman.
Yeah,
they missed it.
How?
I didn't say they missed it. I would have anticipated it maybe one or two manias ago.
No,
he wasn't.
He wasn't the tribal chief.
But he has two belts,
bro. He is the undisputed. He is like the king of WWE right now. And then you do it in LA, Hollywood. If they fucked,
but you remember. But remember, 2 years ago, what till 2020? So this year's 2020's Mania was supposed to be right, but.
It was supposed to be this year.
They swapped it.
It was supposed to be this year.
LA was supposed to be this year.
I know that. But the thing
about... So that's why in my mentality world, that's why I'm like, oh,
yeah, I understand
okay,
what
cool.
you're saying, but the thing about
so COVID
the
caused
build,
it.
The build-up is top tier right now.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying that, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. You are the one that said you're not... It is what it is.
Much,
no, it is perfectly hyped. It is LA.
Everybody
you have
shut up about it.
The one of the biggest faces in sports entertainment in Hollywood.
No. I like the idea. I'm not against it. But it's just like, I think you won't shut the fuck up about this.
I mean, but when you're excited about something,
no,
you talk about it all the time.
It's good, but it's annoying.
No, but I'm just
every
I'm
minute,
just saying,
Roman on screen.
But,
oh, Rock, well, he's coming out to attack him. The Rock, like
but
every
what I'm,
minute, it's
but
annoying.
What I'm saying is that when you are excited about something, don't you talk about it all the time?
Yes, but like...
Okay.
Not every
so just because
like, example,
it's not you
see,
being
oh, okay,
on that excited
that.
Spot.
Like, for example, I want to see Darby Allin versus Sting. Not every week I watch it. The heel turn is coming now. The heel turn is coming now.
That's you. Other people
no,
can get
I'm
hyped about
that.
Shit.
Listen, if...
It is the best
I'm
thing going
waiting.
Right now without going. Thing.
You know what it is? Everywhere I go, I hear it. Everybody talking about it, I'm looking like, yo, bro.
Yes, because it's the hype about
just,
it.
Because to be honest, think of it like... I don't want to say
so
like
don't
Olympics.
Complain about part-timers taking up the main event then.
My nigga,
I've had an issue with
CM Punk shit.
No,
that was
not
terrible.
Not you, but everybody complains about it. But yet, you select a few who you like to come back.
Because
correct.
It makes sense!
What? Rock
for
coming
example.
Back that time made
I'm
zero
talking about
sense.
This time.
Okay.
It's the bloodline. It makes
it
perfect
so
make
sense.
The only
it
reason
make
why it makes sense this time is because this nigga, think of it like whatever video game you like and you have all these missions and shit.
Right.
And he's literally completed every mission but this one.
Okay.
Because it hasn't hit his your game yet. You haven't hit that level yet. He's at that point now where he's at that level where this is the only person left.
And listen, this is what's going to happen. Cody wins the Money in the Bank.
Yo, Cody.
And then he robs this nigga at WrestleMania. That's the only way. Bro, that is what's going to happen. Cody wins Money in the Bank.
I am dead.
Boop! He wins it.
That make more sense. I'd rather have that.
Then WrestleMania happens.
Yo, why do they always do that to that nigga?
The tribal chief comes up. He puts his armor on his shoulder. He just beat him. And then you see Cody running down.
From the nose. You know, you get the whole entrance. You don't get the run out.
No.
You
get the whole entrance.
He's stealing it.
He's not
running
out. He's got fireworks. Pew,
he's
pew.
Not, he's
and
not
then
running.
Fireworks
he's
after.
Not, no, Cody is he's the presentable. He's presentation. He's not running
no,
out.
No,
he's not running
no.
out.
No, because he's stealing
walk.
It from him.
Come on, son.
Cody's not walking.
No.
Dang. What lion sees
is
prey. He's going to walk to it.
That nigga is having.
Now he's going to get him. Yeah, what lion sees is prey and walks to it.
No, you try to snatch it real quick. Come on, dude.
Nah. Cody's definitely
going to walk,
up.
Look at him. No, this is WrestleMania.
He's going to come up.
Y'all already went over this.
He's going to come up.
Janelle, you'll be the first one to complain.
He's going
to. Why are you walking so fast? Why are you walking so slow?
No,
Cody.
I definitely would not say that. I've never complained.
Oh, you better do that, son.
I've never complained about Taker taking 20 minutes to walk down the aisle.
Because that's your favorite.
But I've never complained about that. The only time I ever said was like when Roman comes out and it's just like, I need people that talked about Taker to talk about that nigga because it's about the same. That I always said keep the same energy. I've never complained about niggas coming down. To me, entrances are everything.
So you're saying that Cody, Roman is beaten up. He going to walk. Why?
Why not? It's his time. He takes his time.
No, it doesn't. It's
WrestleMania.
It takes
unless
away.
He has his own match.
It takes away the whole point of Money in the Bank.
Right.
In case of cashing in on the spot, you have to run to the ring. Like, this is going to be a moment. If they don't have...
Oh, what if they teased it and he doesn't cash it in yet?
I don't care. Okay. He just needs to pop up at Mania after he wins with the thing. Regardless, this is a moment. Because this Mania was one of the best Manias ever, overall.
Yeah.
And they need to continue this trend. Shout out to AEW for putting a foot on niggas' necks.
No, it's true.
Okay.
Because niggas could get two mil somewhere else.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the reason why it was so good was because they put in so much work into that Mania. And they really made it a super... To me, it felt like a big fucking deal with being there and watching it back.
See, but I think the difference is that because people will complain about other Manias, and there's a very big, and it's not, I don't want to say it's a bias, but when you're there versus you're watching it on TV.
No, I watched it on TV.
Very two different experiences.
It is two different experiences, but the thing about it felt like a big deal because of what they did and what the hype around.
Well, they were very, and that's what I can appreciate sometimes in wrestling, they were very strategic. And like I always emphasize this, even as... For on a promoter side of things, the placement of matches matters.
We know that, yeah.
Period. No, people don't know that. We may know that. We understand that concept because we put on a show. To the average fan, to the casual fan, they're not going to think of those optics. When you match place certain things, it has a certain flow. The only thing I felt like they missed the curve was that Charlotte and Ronda thing, because everybody was exhausted after Cody. And, like, that sucked the entire energy out of that stadium.
Like, be honest. Did they give off the energy?
What energy?
Energy, like, did they give off that they wanted to be there?
No, because Ronda was bad.
No, Ronda was trash.
Exactly.
Ronda was bad.
No, but it doesn't help, though. Like, you were... Think of it like it's unfortunate that title match was the calm-down match. Like, you have to
cool,
think...
Cool, but even though it was a calm-down match, you can't watch it after. Because there's been matches
I'm not watching that shit.
But the thing about it, it's also... I don't think it was supposed to be the calm-down match.
I don't either.
But and the that, thing about it, it was thing. Just bad.
Yeah. That was the thing. That's why them going into this I Quit match, like, I would be highly upset if Charlotte said I quit. I would be fuming if they did that shit.
Wrestling wise, the wrestling wasn't bad. It's just that it lacked like umph.
Yeah.
Well, the thing was is that Charlotte was carrying the whole damn match.
Well, of course.
So she couldn't do that. Listen, a match deserves two people. It's a dance.
Even if you're carrying the match,
my nigga's doing selfies.
No, but think about it, even if you're carrying the match, you still gotta the other person still has to be charismatic in the match, mm-mm. Sell the stuff, mm-mm. And make it feel real. That was.
But
the problem.
I will say that that's why I don't like the corner that they backed themselves in with that I Quit match. I don't.
Well, she gotta earn these checks.
Don't really care.
There's
for
no
that.
Corner in the back end. It's pretty easy. Just like I quit.
Like,
it's simple. They set up the story. Hey, I made you tap out at WrestleMania. The ref didn't see. So, yeah, you know what? There's no escaping this. I'll make you tap.
But making someone tap and someone say... Like, I just can't, in seeing how they built Charlotte Flair, I can't even vision seeing her saying I quit.
Listen.
Like, that would bother me.
This is the same company that ended on Taker's streak. We couldn't see that, right?
Oh, no, that was eventually going to happen. I didn't want it to happen. I didn't. At the time, I was upset. At the time, I didn't think Brock was going to was the person for it. But all good things do come to an end.
Exactly.
So
and
I wasn't mad about it.
Every great heel needs the I quit moment. Triple H has it. Every great heel has it. The Miz have it. That's how you progress your character. Is that.
So you think Charlotte Flair saying I quit is going to progress her character?
Yeah, it's make fun of. That's a story.
I say I quit.
It could be Ronda, or if Charlotte does it, oh, that could get Ronda.
Do you think if Charlotte says, I quit, is that going to build her character?
Well, she's not going to.
But if. Come on.
It doesn't hurt her.
Exactly.
It's because Charlotte's like borderline bulletproof.
Exactly.
And the only reason why I don't say it hurts is because of Ronda Rousey's past.
Exactly.
Like Ronda Rousey's like pedigree of like.
And guess what? She has enough wins in her belt.
It's not about wins and losses, though, at that point. Like, for me, it's the... I just don't...
I'm not talking about...
How do you come back from that?
Write a different story. That's it. It's not that hard. It's just like, I'll compare it to basketball sense. LeBron lost to the Warriors. He came back and won. Stop overcomplicating it.
Won during COVID, so...
he didn't face the Warriors in COVID era. No. No.
Well, basketball's not my shit, so I don't even know. So you got like, different experiences.
So,
like, I have no
idea. So like it doesn't matter.
So how would you build that back up then, if it was you?
Simple. She lost. That's
three
it.
Stages of hell.
That's it. Yeah. And after that, she won. You carry on. You just
so she so so Charlotte says I quit, and Ronda has the title. Now we push to SummerSlam.
Okay.
Does Charlotte get the title back?
Yeah. Three stages of hell.
That's it.
You up the ante.
That's it.
I'm gonna make you quit, and I'm also gonna beat your ass.
That's it. It's not that hard.
No, it's you can't say it's not that hard because we can all, you know, put these ideas in, but how it actually happens, it doesn't mean that it's the easiest thing in the book either.
Like, for example, the Patriots, like, for example, Tom Brady lost last year, right? Come back and win. That's a narrative. That's it.
Yo, side note about that. You just reminded me that. Yo, did you know that if Brian Flores didn't come out with that lawsuit, then Tom Brady was going to be part owner of the Miami Dolphins?
Really?
Yep.
Who said that?
It was on the news. I read it. It was an article I read not too long ago that, that basically when Flores had put that lawsuit out, it like turned everything upside down in Miami. And Tom was like, I don't want that smoke. So then he said, well, fuck it. I'll just go back and play.
Well.
Which is the wildest thing. It was super sidebar, guys. But I just was like, as everybody that knows me knows, I love
but yeah, but
football,
nevertheless, though, it's not that hard. Like, people just overcomplicated wrestling. That's it. She lose, like, Triple H. You think Triple H, like think people still talk about when Triple H tapped out to Kurt Angle? No. It happens. It's matches. It happens.
See, but I guess you got to really remember those things, too.
Exactly.
They got to be memorable moments.
Exactly.
So like my
the plan would have been Brady to retire. From the Buccaneers. Peyton resigned from the Saints. Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm. And then Peyton would have been the head coach.
And then join forces in Miami. Mm-hmm. Brady would take a high ranking job as an executive, serving as a foray from the field into the front office.
Wild.
Yeah, I heard about that. I thought I know he was gonna be an owner.
Yeah, it was like some type of it was. Like,
I know he.
It was
were trying
in
to
that,
bring them together.
It was in that realm because when Peyton decided to not re-sign with the Saints, he was really technically gonna take a year, but he was gonna go and be head coach in Miami.
And then
that was gonna be a whole trifecta type of thing. But Flores was the catalyst of all that shit.
Well, yeah, Flores.
So the shit
is a whole wrench in the machine.
He probably knew that.
No, I don't. No, he probably was just like, I'm tired of niggas not getting opportunities, so he was like, fuck it. Because then that happened, and then NFL decided that all teams have to hire at least one, like a female, as an executive, and on their like in their office. That became a thing. Like, it was a domino effect, a whole bunch of shit. But that's a sidebar, guys. What else is going on in wrestling? This week has, once again, been really kind of, like, mellow. But I do want to talk about NXT 2.0. Not just yet. I do want to talk about some other things before we get to there. Because that, niggas is missing out. I'm just going to, we're going to put that on the table. Niggas is missing out on NXT 2.0.
And the best show this week was AEW. Because I watched both. Now, AEW was really good. Mm-hmm. Wrestling-wise. AEW was really
good. That tag team match, Powerhouse Hobbs versus...
top tier, bro. Top
fire.
Tier. Top tier.
Fire.
And I said this before. I usually don't say this, but I'll say this again. They missed the boat on Swerve, WWE.
Yeah. But then again, Swerve wasn't Swerve.
No, but still, even the watered down version they had on WWE.
Shane is super talented. There's no denying that.
No, but it's like... That's the one release that I'm just like, oh, y'all fucked up on that one.
They did, but I felt like this firing made him who he is right now.
No, it's fine, but I'm just saying, like, you're seeing, like, how talented he is.
Yeah, because like, he could be heel.
But he's the only person that I've seen that, like, has come over and made them regret not keeping him.
And then think about what Swerve is doing, like, he make everyone else around him look good.
Yeah, like, even that moonsault off of Keith Lee's fucking chest.
He got that one from Seth Rollins.
Yeah, he did it before once in NXT.
Yeah, but Seth Rollins did it off a fan, and like he like and attacked the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but that shit was hard.
It was hard. Like the whole match was hard. It was very hard hitting. Shout out to Will Hobbs. You know, I see you with the
suit
game.
Yeah.
Will Hobbs, that's one of my favorite wrestlers.
Little buddy.
Will Hobbs.
He's glad he got a W because niggas just be
Will Hobbs balling. Have bald headed energy, B. He's bald headed nigga in spirit, B. Because his facial expressions.
Like, he got
He's a ball-headed nigga.
Abuse.
Paul Hobbs is an honorary ball-headed nigga in my book, B.
I'm dead.
That was a good match.
You know, I enjoyed that match. I don't know. Like I was saying before, everybody that you're a fan, you have particulars that you enjoy in the wrestling world. So we were talking about it before we went live, and I kind of want to bring it to the forefront because I think it is a really good conversation.
What?
Where, like, I'm really big on story. Mm-hmm. I'm really big on drama. Mm-hmm. Because that's how I was brought into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter the company, in mid-90s, late-90s, no matter the company.
The story, yeah.
Everybody had a story. Everybody had drama. Everything just went up, down, up, down. And that's kind of what I gravitate to. You were saying that for you, it's the promos.
Yes, that's why Yuta didn't hit for me.
Talk about it.
His promo sucked.
But why? What about it?
It was just bad. It wasn't good. It wasn't top tier. And I'm not saying I cut the best promos in the world, but like, I mean, he'll probably get better with it, but the shit wasn't good.
So right now, no matter the company, who's the top three people that can do promos in your opinion?
Technically speaking, it's MJF, Roman right now, because he's just being himself. We can go Miz. I think Ziggler's up there. Who else? I can't stand Punk, but Punk can cut a promo.
Okay.
What about you?
I said five, but
it's fine.
I mean, Roman, he hasn't cut a promo that like I can go back and watch it ever. It's just like it's cool for the moment. Like, all right, I guess Roman.
So it's not memorable, is what you're saying?
No, you didn't say nothing memorable that made me go, "Oh, that's bars." You know, for me, my favorite promos, God, I love hearing is between Moxley and Eddie Kingston.
Oh, I forgot Eddie Kingston.
Eddie, when that nigga says, "Oh, sorry," I was like, yes.
Moxley, and Kingston, there is Lockhart. I love his promos, V. I love that man promos, V. Like, I feel like, I'm like, dang, son, he's all about the Rainbow Coalition, bring everyone together in his promos, man. I love it. I would say The Miz, but I feel like The Miz got too factory over the years. He's not as a gritty, so I got the edge to Cody.
I think it depends on the person he's talking to.
He doesn't have that chip on his shoulder no more. There's no edge to it no more. Like, before, he had something to prove. Like, when he was IC champion, after that day, he never got the respect, something to prove. Every time Miz has something to prove, he's better. Him, his wife versus John Cena at WrestleMania, something to prove. So he put his best work. Now, I feel like he's just going to cruise control. Even him, the big promo was him and Edge, everybody went crazy. I'm looking like, this is mid for The Miz. Super mid. This is not his best work. So this is why, like, even I like The Miz, but to me, his work got mid. CM Punk, I love his promo work. And for me, lastly, Ricky Starks. I feel like every time Ricky Starks is on the mic, it's captaining. You know, you get a joke, you get serious, and every time he says something, you believe it. Him going against Keith Lee, he's going to find a way. And he also tells stories within the ring where, like, his selling, his little stuff that he does to make it believe that, oh, I want to watch the next match of him. You know, like, I get what you said about Eula. He's not great on the mic, but he told the story within the ring. Right there, when you had Moxley like this,
but that's not, even though they took that from Stone Cold, but that's a different conversation.
Wrestling's just like
what?
So it's fine.
Don't do that.
They take that spot from Stone Cold.
What?
From Stone Cold and Bret Hart.
What?
When he had him in a sharpshooter and he's bleeding.
Cody did it,
and he took it from Stone Cold.
Everyone does it.
Yeah, they took it from Stone Cold.
Everyone does it.
They copy matches.
But
a lot.
Wrestling's
recycled, we all do.
So it's fine.
I'm just saying where they got it from. And you know I'm right.
He's just using it as a reference.
That's where you're going, well, Cody did it. Well, because the niggas all do
Everybody
it.
Does it.
Yeah, and they took the iconic moment because they want to make him look like the iconic. He's great in the ring. I get it. He's fucking great. He can go. I said it before. He should be signed. But can't cut a promo.
Daniel Bryan and I cut a promo at first.
Yeah.
It takes time for everything. And the thing about it, I'm not saying you're not going to get better.
And now
okay,
he got
so
time
now,
to really rock.
So now flip it. Who's at the bottom?
Come on, man.
Look, there's a bunch of niggas at the bottom.
I don't want to do that.
A bunch of niggas at the bottom.
There's a lot of niggas like, oh, my God. Sad to say, a lot of female wrestlers cannot cover promos.
Okay, let's talk about it.
A lot of them. A lot of them, I believe it. Tay Conti, trash.
Yeah,
trash.
We'll go with him. Takeoff.
Trash. Trash.
He can't come.
I don't even listen to
it. And the thing is not even, and I don't know why I say, oh, it's the accent.
Will Hobbs. Shout out to him. He's just at watching right now.
Like Will Hobbs.
You were missing.
Of course. Yeah. But the thing about it, she can't cut a promo.
Can't.
Who else can't cut one? All right. I'm gonna get some shit for this one.
Say no, this is good.
Sasha Banks can't cut a promo as a face.
Hell no.
Yeah, no.
Hell no.
She can't cut a promo as a face.
If you go back to the NXT days when she was a heel.
You're my girl.
However, comma, I'm glad she said that, though.
No, no. I'm gonna get away
the
from
black
the women.
Girl in me was like, that is your girl, and you better protect her.
I'm gonna get away from the women.
The women rest is too easy.
I'm gonna get away from the women because I feel
not super side note. As much grief people give Natty at times, that shit on NXT had me.
Natty's a baddie. We will not disrespect Natty.
Yo, I was locked. We're gonna talk about NXT because it's super important.
We gotta talk about NXT.
But she had me locked in.
That's what I'm talking about.
To the point where I was just
like, NXT builds stars.
Why the fuck she can't do that regularly? Like,
because she was a heel. It's easy to play a heel.
Exactly.
What do not people understand? And I keep saying this. It is easy to play a heel. It is so easy to play a heel. There's easy to play a heel, but then it's easy to play a badass babyface. Nobody, it's very hard to play a legit babyface to get it over. Because being nice, niggas don't know how to be nice.
Niggas don't like nice.
Niggas
No, it depends. Again, that's what I said a couple weeks ago. It depends on your region. Because if you go in the South, they appreciate the nice guys. It's about your culture.
But you're talking about the South, meaning like, outside of like people who watch big
like
time
big
wrestling,
promotion. Big like, promotion, like small independent promotions that run weekly in the Carolinas and stuff like that. Yes, because, they totally fall in love with the baby face.
But the problem is they like the baby face because the baby face lives down the block from them.
But on top of that,
they can touch them.
Yeah, but they're trained to cheer the baby.
No,
face.
It's not even that.
No, I don't think they're trained to do that. That's just naturally what
they
do.
Yeah, because they like nice people in the South.
No, it's not even that. It's because they live down the block from them.
True.
So in heels, for instance.
Okay.
When you watched heels, the biggest thing was like, he was like, you can't be a baby face because you're an asshole in real life. Everybody sees you as an asshole.
True, but I just feel like, yo, it's easier to be a babyface.
It may be, but I really believe it's because the motherfucker lives down the block from
Look
you.
Look at Zuka. No. People boo him, but yet outside, you know, sorry to break the fourth wall, guys, but yet, what's up, Zuka? How you doing, bro?
That's because they like wrestling. And then also, have you seen Zuka's face? A nigga look like a heel.
Yeah. But I will continue bringing down the fourth wall, one of the sweetest guys that I know.
I don't give a fuck about him being sweet. I'm talking about, have you seen this nigga's face?
But however, I could never, in knowing him, I never would want him to play a face. Ever.
Have you seen his face? Zuka King looks like a heel.
He looks sneaky. He looked like he about to fuck you over. He looked like he about to beat you up.
But he's a total opposite.
He looked like he, okay, total opposite.
That's a bad example. A lot of guys have punchable faces.
That's like, hilarious.
Like Darius Carter, can't stand him. You know, O'Shea, punchable faces. You know?
No, O'Shea don't have punchable faces. Light eyes. He ain't got punchable faces.
Like he does, because I don't like him.
But going back to
worst
the
talkers.
Bottom of the barrel for promos.
We're not talking about women's rights because that's too easy. For me, it's Ty Conti. I'm not taking off my list.
No, I say Sasha, I love Sasha, but as a face, she's bad. I would go, who I would say? It's kind of hard, because everybody's mostly mid.
Yeah, mid.
Most people are mid.
Mid, yeah.
Nobody's bad.
Yeah, yeah, mid.
Are you sure?
Like, no, who? Who's bad?
I'm just asking.
There's a lot of mid people like,
everybody's mid.
Like,
even,
you're good enough to
even
get on television.
Wheeler, he's just mid and borderline bad.
Yeah.
Because if you can pronounce
it. Andrade's.
No!
I would, yeah.
As English.
It's Spanglish, all of the above.
I'm not
that
watching.
Actually is a good point.
I'm not watching AAA.
It's a good point to the point where it's like you want so good for him. Like, and it aggravates me that, first of all, they still don't know how to pronounce this nigga's fucking name every fucking week. It beyond me. But on top of that, it's like, it's half broken sentences.
Oh, Sting!
Don't talk about Steve
don't
like
talk
that.
About Sting like that.
Nigga, Steve can't cut a promo.
Don't talk about Steve like that.
You hate him. That's why. So,
no, I just realized that. Okay. That nigga can't cut a promo.
No, if you go back in the 90s.
He said he can't cut a promo. Oh, Y'all really capping for this nigga.
If you go back to Colorful Sting.
Y'all really capping for this nigga? Y'all really capping for this nigga?
I will never capping for this nigga Sting.
Son.
Wait, Will, if you're still watching, who do you think has the worst part?
He can't say. Yo, no, don't put him in that position.
Don't try to lose his job.
Tell me.
No.
I want to know.
Sting can't cut a promo.
You're a hater, dogs.
But I didn't say no.
No, I'm not saying no. Not doing that to Steve. Nope.
The nigga can't cut a promo.
What are you talking about?
Can't cut a promo. And you know who Loki can't cut a promo either? Because he just never got better at it? Hogan. In this era, his promos are trash.
His shit was like, it's like auto, rinse, repeat. Like, it was just like, it always started and ended the same way.
No, can you think about it? Back in the day, when I was a kid, that shit was hitting.
Fire. Ooh.
That shit was hitting.
Wow.
That did not make me want to take any vitamins.
But then again,
nigga, you don't like lifting weights, nigga. I did. I said I want to be like this, nigga.
Imagine a question.
Drink your milk.
You think that he can't cut a promo because he's low-key racist?
No, it has nothing to do with that. What?
No.
Because
once we found out he's really racist, we started nitpicking him, dog.
No. All bullshit. Okay.
No.
Let's take out Terry.
The only time I will say it was believable was when Hogan was heel. Only time.
Even when he was it
was more bearable when he was heel.
Even when
he was a face, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then Macho Man would come in the ring and he would say some wild shit and then walk out. It was one fucking it was a Nitro. I'll never forget it because it was Nitro.
Of course it was.
And then the next night it was Clash of Champions. It was Tuesday night, it was Clash of Champions. And fucking Macho won the title earlier that night on Nitro. Won the WCW World title that night. And Hogan said, if you win, I got first dibs type of shit. So the next night on Clash of Champions, he was facing Hogan for the title. But Hogan, midway through Nitro, had came out, fucking Mean Gene was in the ring, he cut a promo, fucking Macho Man came in the ring, was awesome, like, the fuck is you talking about? Said what he said and walked out, and then Hogan ran after him. It was the wildest thing, but it was just like, what? Y'all niggas is all over the place.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, Hogan as a heel, it still wasn't good.
It was more bearable for me.
It still wasn't good. And it's not. And the thing about it is because he never evolved.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say this. At one point, that was The Rock.
Nigga, that was the beginning.
No, when he did it, when he came back and he was saying certain things to Cena when they're back and forth, I was like,
he dropped it because he was rusty. He was rusty. I said, he gave him a pass.
I said, ooh, they say they're hitting the way it's supposed to be hitting.
Because when John Cena would always come back, it would hit. You'd be like,
but then he got better with it. Okay. But Hogan never got better.
Okay.
He never elevated.
He never elevated his stuff.
Who else in the game has not elevated?
Ric Flair.
I don't think he needed to.
You don't talk about nothing new.
Sting. That nigga's trash.
Ric Flair never elevated. Trash. I can't relate to, Space Mountain. I can't relate to Space Mountain.
You can't relate to fucking bitches?
Space Mountain?
Why are you using the verb is Space Mountain?
That's mad old. Elevate your game.
And no, because everybody knows what it is.
And nobody.
What would you replace it with?
Yo, mad stuff, you know?
Be creative. That's why you cut promos.
Yeah, you know?
Okay.
Think about it. You know, nobody...
I got no problem with Space Mountain.
Rey Mysterio can't really cut promos.
Rey Mysterio never talks. So that actually is... It hinders
until
why
recently,
he does it. And still, it hinders.
Ricochet is trash.
Rico Booty is... Ooh, child.
He's just rushing.
That nigga can't talk for shit.
That's equivalent to shut up and dribble.
Shut up and wrestle. He should
never talk.
He should never talk.
Which is why I feel like... A lot of, on the AEW side where there's so many stables because there's at least one person in the group
John Morrison.
That can talk.
He's all right.
Johnny Drip Drip
can. I think he's mid.
Bro.
Because in the beginning, when you have a manager or you have a valet, that person normally is the talker.
Bro.
So in the beginning, Melina will always talk for them niggas.
You've been champion literally everywhere. You were Johnny Pluto, Johnny Galaxy. And you know how to cut a promo yet?
I said he's mid.
He's okay.
He's passable.
It's not like, and once again, I think.
Promo-wise, he's C+.
Yes, yeah, I'll take that.
I can take that.
Over D, a.k.a. Sting.
Yeah, you want to stop disrespecting Steve like this, okay? It's not okay.
Sting can't cut a promo, dogs. I
keep saying this shit.
But is it more because of the mystique of himself?
No, even in the 90s, he couldn't cut a promo.
He didn't have to. The nigga was in the Raptors. You think they're going to
give him... I'm
talking
about the 90s. That's the 2000s.
That was late
90s. I'm talking about Surfer Sting. That was...
Okay, you're talking about Colorful Sting.
Michael Bostic said Drew. Drew...
Oh, shit. Dry-ass Drew is trash. He's trash.
He's mid. He's not bad.
No, he's trash.
He's mid.
He's... Ooh.
He's not bad.
Woo.
He's like...
And he got to get rid of that sword. I'm over that shit.
But it pops the crowd.
It doesn't pop me, but I don't know
it
why.
It don't pop, yeah.
Listen, he had a toy, a sword, and a motorcycle. WWE, stop doing that shit. Just put random vehicles with people to sell toys.
I like it.
No, that's actually great product.
No!
That's actually a really good marketing strategy.
You use it 1 week and it disappeared? If you want to introduce an ATV, come on, B. Be a part of it. They didn't make a trombone toy, but they make ATVs.
Where did they make ATVs at?
For the toys.
So they ride ATVs.
Oh, okay.
Big E was on an ATV.
He never had ATV in his own entrance. Why you have ATV all of a sudden? Make it make sense.
Oh, it was a gift. That's why.
But let them rock with the gift for a while to understand.
But that was a part of the story when he gave him the gift and then the next week they fucked it up because it was his gift. That made sense.
I'm not buying that.
Well, it didn't hit for you, but it made sense.
Like, the ATV was not even their color schemes. It was like an ATV had to pick up from, Brooklyn.
But it was a gift. It didn't have to fit him. It was a gift from Kofi.
If you know the new day, they know that they're extra with their gifts. You know that they would have decked
ATV
it out.
The ATV was a little extra.
It wasn't even itself. No color scheme. It had no new day, nothing on it.
That was the point, because they knew it was going to get fucked up.
Right.
That's why I said...
I'm just saying, it was a gift. You want more extra on that one. And it was just like, it did its purpose.
Is there food at the place tonight?
I don't think so. It's a bar.
They don't got bar food?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Who eat bar food at a concert?
Bro,
well, I mean, it's Ramadan
for me right now.
Whatever. Yeah, he got to eat like after 8 o'clock or he going to pass out. But I mean, there's stuff around there.
I know, it's not random.
Sorry. Anyone watching on the live feed tonight, we're going to celebrate Welcome to the Raw Zone's 5th year anniversary. They have a showcase tonight featuring Live Johnson, Ebony Eyes, and of course, Michael Bostic himself.
Hit up Michael Bostic and ask him if they got food.
Well, ask him. Michael Bostic. Well, he probably don't know
Michael
either.
Bostic. I know my Seymour's brother.
He don't know either. That's why we always make sure that...
My Seymour's, but is there food there, my nigga?
That's why Michael Bostic, always AKA, eat before you.
You know?
I have wrestling practice before.
Well, that's why you gotta start carrying around fucking snacks. I don't know. You all fucking people.
You don't eat wrestling practice.
No, you can't eat before wrestling practice.
You don't want to. You, like,
no,
you
can't.
You're cramped out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I have very short time because I have to go from Jamaica...
No, I hear you. I'm here with you. But what I'm saying is, for you, you got to start carrying snacks.
I think I have some, but I want food.
Well, then DoorDashing. I don't know what to tell you at that point.
You don't eat before wrestling practice. Like, even now, like, I hate eating. Like, if
how has training been for you?
Oh, it's
those great. That are watching and do not know, our very own Mr. Black has begun his journey in training to become a referee, which is really, really dope.
My main job,
shout out to the Fallout Shelter.
But of course, the other stuff I want to do, like, I want to be a manager.
Yeah, he wants to be
man.
Yeah, so he's trying to break into the business. Yeah,
it's like,
how is it?
Actually,
what's the highs and lows?
The highs is the people.
Yeah,
the people
it's a good
just
bunch.
Like very
it's
like
a good
supportive.
Bunch of kids there.
They clap for you. They shout at them like, well, we help each other out. Like, we give each other tips. Like, somebody taught me how to run the ropes. You know, fuck, I forgot this dude's name. He said that when you run the ropes, Ibushi said he lifts up his right foot because you got to lead with your right foot. So I kind of pick up my right foot to get running ropes a lot better.
Okay.
I took bumps. Like, taking a bump, I actually like it.
But you said that before.
Is that weird? So, like, I love taking bumps, B.
No, I think once again, it's an adrenaline rush. I think it's something that when you want, you can
even
do
though,
it.
Even the coach looked at me, he was like, for real? I was like, I love it. Do it again. Because he picked me up like a scoop slam. I was like, do it again. I love it. I was like, ooh, I love it.
Okay, that's a little problematic, but you know.
You know, like, I know how to.
Somebody got to learn some ways.
I know how to tie up now, too. Pretty simple. Lock up. Yeah, I not do that. You know, I take a proper bump. You know, I know how to do like with somebody.
So you got to lock up with Savannah. Happy belated to Savannah. Happy belated to Yaya, our Jabba Tier South.
You know, Yaya, the Bull one.
Fucking Aries is wild.
Jabba Tier is one. So when I do this, that's for Yaya.
Are they going to have food?
Oh my God, he probably don't know.
The one. When I do this, that's for Yaya.
Look at the bar.
I don't even know where it's at.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to Dirty Hills.
Hills will be in the building too tonight.
Shout out to Backstage Bro. Shout out to what's the girl's name? Shout out to not Kiki. Sasha Stephanie Hardy. Like, I feel
yes,
like
something. If you are friends with the lovely Stephanie Hardy, she has been nominated for, I believe, Best Podcast in Alabama.
Shout out to Stephanie Hardy.
So make sure to vote for her.
Shout out to Nasty Leroy. Shout out to Jabatier South. You know, shout out to all them guys out there. Shout out to Danielle Pretty Heels.
Absolutely. Black WrestleFest, Juneteenth weekend.
We almost forgot, man. 420. You know, 420. Yes, Woman Crush Wednesdays.
If you haven't already purchased your tickets.
Link in the description below.
Next Wednesday, well, this coming Wednesday, 420, we make our return to Brooklyn. Battle Club Pro presents Woman Crush Wednesday 2. The main event
Shout
will be.
Shout out to Lala for coming to our wrestling event. Shout out to her. I forgot to say hello to her.
Which Lala?
Lala. Lala's World from off of YouTube.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's a few Lalas out here in this.
Shout out to our winner of our
Sweepstakes. He was super cute with taking those photos and stuff.
Yeah, it was real dope.
That was dope.
Whoa, if you get an Attitude Era championship.
Nah, you got to sport that shit.
Yeah.
You got to sport it. So no. But yeah, make sure that you can purchase your tickets. If anybody wants to sponsor a match, we do have a few matches left to sponsor. So you can contact me directly for that. But other than that, yeah, we're super excited. Once again, the main event would be Trisha Dora versus Big Swole. We have Lady Frost on the card. Speaking we have Tasha event, Steeles on the card. And then there will be a dope all-men's pre-show right before Women Crush Wednesday 2 begins. So make sure to come out and support.
Of course, man. Are you looking for a school? You too want to be a wrestler? You too want to make a difference in the wrestling community? You know, Fallout Shelter. Building future wrestlers of doing it today tomorrow.
He could either be playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Or sleep. It's one of the two.
I found out. They have food.
What kind of food? There you go.
It's bar food. It is what it is.
Okay. I was like, but there's places I think around there.
Bruh, I'm in and out. I'm supporting and leaving at 8:45.
Well, then, I don't know if he's going to be on at that time, but all right. Appreciate you coming out. But all right, this week in wrestling, I thoroughly enjoyed NXT TakeOver. So we're going to talk about that. I actually also enjoyed the ending of SmackDown last week.
What happened to the ending?
Where Roman Reigns had came out and was like, I'm hungry for gold. I want more. So he's given the mission to the Usos to go after the Raw Tag Team titles. But that actually is not what I liked. What I liked was Nakamura coming out and Roman telling him, you know, I heard about boobs. You know, it's so sad. And he gave him a hug. And then they fucked him up.
Yes.
I was like, this is great.
I have zero.
Because I was like, oh shit.
I have zero investment in this.
It hasn't even started. Like, why not? Well, one, it wouldn't have happened unless Boos got injured. So there's that. So once you get over that part, everybody complains about how Nakamura don't do shit, and now he's possibly doing.
It's not interesting. It's not.
It hasn't happened. Is your issue Nakamura? Because that's what that sounds
like.
He
doesn't sell me that how that he could be Roman because
Yes, you do.
Like, that's how you sell the match. What?
But they haven't had a match.
Again, for example, if Kevin Owens would have went against Roman Reigns, I'm excited for that because he has been wrestling.
Because
he has been
like
putting
Kevin
in the work.
Owens.
No. I just said it. I said he hasn't been putting in work. He's been consistent on our screens. All right, cool.
So who should have been facing besides Kevin Owens?
Well, Kevin Owens actually is not on that brand. So
No. It could be anybody, but heat them up. You understand? Make them come on. Like, if he was IC champion, he was IC for Mad Long. You did nothing of significance. You had a Dean Ambrose run with the IC champion.
Well, part of that was because he was injured too.
You feel me? So it's just like, what's the point? What's the point?
But it hasn't happened. I think as fans, we get so... I mean, even granted the whole, like... And you are notorious, so that's why I'm surprised, on the let's see what happens movement. So I think as us as fans, we already, you know, the gun trick, you know, once the guns go off, it's like, all right, action, 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 or something has to build up to it, instead of actually just enjoying it for face value and letting it rock out.
You know what it is? The bloodline, like a lot of storylines got stale. It did. Because if it was Thunderdome area, They would have been a great storyline for him to, like, actually, you know, do what you have to do. You feel me? There's no story behind it. It don't got me invested. It doesn't bring me to the bar. Because it
hasn't really started yet.
No, but that was... It was, like, I'm sorry. The bloodline, the storyline they had in the Dungeon Dome were a lot better. Him versus Kevin Owens, a lot better. Him versus Main Event Jay, a lot better. Now, Nakamura came. I want to fight you. Hug you. Boom, beat you up. Come on. Before,
that's hilarious.
I like
the drama, so.
It would have been better if he's on some, like, yo, you know what? Like, on some, like, yo, do something. Attack them. You know, because you boo got injured. Like, he attacked the Uso. Kicked them.
Roman was playing the bully, and he bullied him, and then walked away.
That's not enough.
It's the first thing. And not everything's going to happen in one shot. I'm sorry. It's not.
It's not enough.
They haven't given you anything yet. Is what I'm saying.
Exactly,
you
can't my point.
You can't make a decision based on potatoes. You gotta have meat and potatoes.
You're giving me bookings, cheese sandwiches right now.
But they actually haven't given you anything. It actually just brought you to the table.
You gave me a bookings cheese sandwich.
They opened the door. They didn't give you anything.
You gave me
yet.
A bookings cheese sandwich.
I disagree.
Have you ever had a bookings cheese sandwich?
Well, Mikey makes a mean grilled cheese sandwich.
No, a booking cheese sandwich when you're in bookings.
Why the fuck would I ever be in bookings?
I don't know, Janelle. You know, it's a fun fact with Janelle.
But fun fact, though, I went to high school across the street from bookings in the Bronx.
But you never had a booking cheese sandwich.
Why? Because I've never been to fucking jail.
So you understand why I have to stand like, look, it's all about, look, Nakamura, you know the history. You know what's going on with him. Right? And then you give me a book and cheese sandwich, start it off. Make it hot, boy. Make it hot on fire. Feel me? You attack the Usos.
But if you make it hot immediately, wouldn't that risk it fusing out quicker?
That'll make you step your game up.
I don't know. I'm gonna say your signature line, and I'm gonna wait and see what happens.
I think it'll be good though.
Don't try to co-sign with your brother shit.
I ain't gonna say nothing about this. Because it better be hot fire.
It doesn't have to be hot fire. Listen, but you literally just complain about Nakamura not being on TV, not doing nothing, this, that, and a third. They're literally putting him in the title picture for him to be on TV more, for him to do more.
You're going against a boss right now. You're going against a boss level. If you want to sell this premium live event, you got to make the guy going against the boys believable somehow. Meaning that...
Which means you have to build it up.
Again, let me compare it to video games, right? When you get in the boss, right? If the boss at level 80, you're not going to go to that level 40 right now. Right now, Shinsuke is at level 40 right now. You're going against a level 80 boss.
I just think they don't have anybody. They don't have anybody right now.
Yeah, that too.
I think that's what it really comes down to. They don't have anybody, and they have to long make it long because Brock is out the picture right now.
Yeah.
So they have to make it a long.
They gotta fill it in. And honestly speaking, it goes with what you were saying with him not being around on TV, him not doing anything. This is giving him the opportunity to do something.
But so it's very lazy booking.
So I think nothing's happened yet for it to be lazy booking.
If they do a match next week, it's lazy booking.
But with a whole pay-per-view in less than a month, why would they do a
match? I said if they do it. If they do it, then it's a problem. If they don't, then they cut some more promos and they try to build it up because then it'll be very AEW-ish. Like, hey, I hate you, let's fight.
AEW-ish.
Oh, shout out to Ringside Society. I forgot. I had an interview with them last week.
Oh, shout out to our Cali family out there. I forgot. AEW-ish is just throwing dream matches and putting on TV with no storyline. They do that. And to some people that like that, that is okay.
But that's indie booking.
Correct.
And like I said, we keep saying this 1,001 times, AEW is an indie show on
steroids. But how do you grow?
Oh, they do like a little that. Stuff. Because you don't notice, like I said before, you don't notice it went from 100 matches to like match, promo, match.
Well, no, they
like
they started changing the format of how the show is produced
because stories make. Because the thing about it is the ratings were going down.
Correct.
Nobody was
invested.
And Tony
said that He admitted it. He said, we had to switch up, which is why they did that whole rampage last week the way that they did.
The rampage was fire last week.
But that was why, because they had put matches people wanted to see, people were invested in, on the fucking show, which is why I think the lore that Hobbs in the match was on Dynamite, because I was like, if that shit would have been on Rampage, I'd have been like, throw it all away.
You know that's crazy?
No.
We forgot who the champion is.
Who? I fucking sleep.
Oh, shoot.
No, we did it because every time they in Texas, or every time Hangman has to prove himself, he got to be in a Texas death match. And so it's weird.
No, but I'm saying, like, I didn't, because when the promo popped up for him versus Adam basically, yeah. I was like, holy shit, I forgot he was a champion.
It wasn't as an Adam Cole's promo.
But the one thing that dude said is when Adam Page is on screen, he does fill up the real estate though.
He does and he doesn't.
He does. Yeah, it's 50-50 on
that. I don't think, and it's sad because he's like,
he's that babyface champion that I think they really want, but it doesn't.
He
hit.
Shines.
It's weird.
He shines more in matches. He doesn't speak more.
But the thing about it, he should have been on Dynamite. Yeah, if you're gonna
the match
next week, right?
Next week.
No, it's this Friday.
Oh shit! That's even worse.
It's Friday. It's this Friday. That's what happened.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because they have Rampage Friday, and then they got that Saturday night title shit on TV.
Oh, that's so this Saturday?
The Battle of the Belts. Yeah, Saturday. Know.
So that's not next week?
Nope. It's this Saturday.
That's good, yeah. They're getting a lot of TV time.
Yeah, because that Nyla and
Thunder Rosa
match is match. On
But then
on
again,
Saturday.
One thing I hate is...
It's okay to say, come on. We know.
They pigeonholed itself too much. Because...
Break that down.
All right. The TBS title on Jade Cardell is good, but then it's just like stale.
But it goes back to that boss level you were just talking about with Roman.
Yeah. Like,
so when you back yourself in that corner...
Yeah, she's too of a boss. Like, she's boss level. So now... No one else could heat up. Like, for example, like, Nyla Rose got a run with the TBS title.
But she now has Red Velvet and she has Kira Hogan. So now you give them the rub. She's doing what Roman did for the Usos. Even though the Usos already established, they're just putting him at another level now.
Oh, where is Mercedes Martinez with the Ring of Honor Women's Champion?
I'm glad you brought that up because... I really hope Tony figures out a way to keep... I personally would rather them be separate. Like, if you're going to do Ring of Honor, do Ring of Honor. I think having the mixture of the matches on Dynamite and on Ramp, like, just having the mixture...
My nigga,
it's fucking much.
I've been saying this shit. Nobody
too
wants to
much.
Listen. It is the invasion angle all over again.
It is.
It's the same kind of situation. You don't have enough contracts. To use,
but at least with the invasion angle, you had a point person that was controlling that invasion. This is not an invasion because there's no point
because
person.
They have another
the
invasion.
Same point person that's invading is the same nigga that owns the other shit.
But the thing about it is,
how
they
are you
have
invading?
An invasion angle also in an impact.
Now this the shit. So and that's what frustrated me. The impact shit made sense because they had just Ring of Honor was nothing. To have the people come and pop out of nowhere,
and they
that made sense. And then
the
head, this is what I'm saying, you gotta have that kind of like one leader where it's the ringleader. The actual like ringleader was fucking Maria Kanellis. She was the one that came out and was like, I brought what was necessary for Ring of Honor here. Like, so that made sense.
So wait, but
the shit on a, that makes no sense.
But the thing about it is, what I'm trying to tell you is that this is not, it's not a Ring of Honor. Like,
it's not a reboot. I really wish...
It's a reincarnation of with a completely different
because,
bunch of wrestlers.
Because it's weird because...
And I don't even think it's that.
Literally, like, you have Jonathan Gresham, you never see him on AEW at all, but yet he's on Impact. So it's just like, there's no unity with this.
No.
It's all over the place.
But the thing about it,
it's like
the
you
TV
painted-
title did main event.
Yeah.
Last night, but then it wasn't with real ROH guys.
Triple Joy's ROH.
It was with Shizuki,
but
who just won that title the week before.
But Joe, okay.
For then Joe to win it, then for fucking Jay Lethal, these are all ROH guys.
But then
I forgot what the fuck I was watching.
But it was weird.
Yes.
Joe is an ROH alum. He's an alum.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's like you. What high school you went to? You're an alum from your high school.
Yeah.
And you like, is that what you are, an alum? You used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not fresh out of ROH.
Or think of it as, like, you know, when you go to, like, if you're in high school, but there are, like, three other high schools in that building, but they're but they're all separate.
A satellite school.
They're all separate, but then you all end up being at lunch together.
Like, AEW's a satellite school.
Yo, but the thing, though, is it doesn't have to be, because then, like I just said, I forgot what the fuck I was watching. I was like, am I watching ROH?
Jay Lethal makes sense.
No, yeah. Even the week before when Jay had cut that promo and was like, I got a present for Joe when he comes next week. I like that. But for me, that's an ROH thing. That's not an AEW thing.
But he doesn't know what to do right now, because there's a lot of red tape he probably has to go through. But at the same time, like I've been saying, like, I don't mean to sound like a broken record. I've been saying this. This shit is not ROH. This shit is another way for him to put people in matches and use the ROH
I feel
title.
Like
the ECW 2.0.
Like, I feel like the ROH title, the titles don't mean nothing. They don't.
They don't, because they don't. They don't have their own. It doesn't have its own home.
It doesn't.
And that's my whole. And granted, it's still new for him, and you know, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. But for me, for it to make sense, ROH has to stay. Like, if you're gonna bring it back, bring it back to where it stands on its own, where it doesn't have to, we don't have to mix everybody in.
Wrestling's going
to
be defending the ROH title at the Battle of the Belts.
What fucking?
Again, too.
I don't know who yet, but Izzy just said it.
But see, but stuff like that, you're like, what am I watching?
Who is?
What story am I getting? Yeah. Who am I watching? Who's talking?
Like, why am I watching a...
Oh, Gresham's another one that doesn't really cut good promos, though. Super sad, though.
Gresham doesn't know how to talk. In real life.
Correct. But that was. But why, when you just said that, I was like, oh, wait,
a lot of wrestlers don't like us.
No.
No. I will stand on that, though. Not very good on the mic, but one of the best technical wrestlers right now in the business.
One of the best.
I will never take away his talent in the ring. But once again, for the character, when you always talk about character building and evolving, I love what they did, and it was unfortunate because I think niggas started to get it right at the end of ROH. It was right at the end where they had all the different stables and groups, because it was Gresham and Lethal together. It was STP together. It was the Kingdom. It was so many different factions, but it was working to the point where then each individual person was getting their own time to shine and to do things. Like, look at Kenny King. Kenny King's career had, like, when they all got together, that shit just blew up. And then for it to be the last match was Shane and him, and the way that they did it, and at the end, all of the men of color coming together and putting their fist up with unity at the end of that show, like, exactly. that shit like that, you gotta appreciate.
Shout out to Kenny King, because I didn't realize
he looked like Brandon.
Of course, that's his older brother. They're like, Kenny King is a low-key Renaissance man too. You know that he was in season 2 of Tough Enough?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was watching something, and I didn't know that. Where watching it, they put an okie doke at the last minute. Because I was watching the replay about it. It was talking about it, and it said that, yo, you saw Kenny King and the other guy, you know, RP to him because he died. And then you watching it, they said, all right, cool. The black woman one is like, everybody was like, all right, I can see that because she was an athlete. When I think Jackie won, Kenny King's face was just like, wow. I didn't know that, like, people forget that he was the original Beat Dan Clang, the original Hurt Business. This thing is...
Oh, on TNA?
Yeah.
And he does commentary?
Where?
Yeah. I'm not going to hold you. I love...
He was on a Bachelor? I mean, Bachelorette?
Yeah. Yo, this nigga's a TV
He's
though.
A real Renaissance, but yet...
Dalton Castle.
I love Dalton Castle. Yeah.
But Kenny King...
Absolutely love him. But
yo,
once again...
Can we get on the show?
Where did that... We can talk about that after. But my thing is, though, if you're going to do... But once again, it goes back to you just throwing the matches together, and there's no meat and potatoes. It's a whole bunch of sides. Like, you getting mac and cheese on a Saturday night when you should really be getting filet mignon. Like, I don't understand. Like, and I want... And that's the thing. Like, I want ROH because what they were building to, and it was so unfortunate that what happened, what ROH was doing at the time right before they decided to close shop, was some of the best stuff they were doing in
a
very long time.
But it was Sinclair broadcast.
It was behind the scenes. Yeah. A lot of shit that ended up being what it is.
Like my brother said, they have no media value. Like they never re-evolved with the time.
And it's not even that, but it was just like Tony basically had just bought a name. He didn't buy the players because there were no players. Yeah. He didn't buy the, you know, and that's why I guess you have Gresham on Impact and then also doing the Battle of the Belts.
But again.
It's weird.
Again, it's weird because you're not advertising. It's just like, can you... I guess legal process of it is like, okay, can he even mention these other wrestlers off Impact? Can he?
I don't know. But I don't know. Something has to change. I think for it to, if you're going to do, and even if you, I don't know. Because then also too, Discovery and is merging. So now it puts them in the position of dump. I had read, it was rumored, but I had read an article where I think it's Discovery and Warner Media.
So
they're merging.
There's going to be an issue though.
And the issue is how all the guts and the blood and all that shit. That's going to be an issue. So now they're in that realm of now they may not have a choice but to go PG because of the merge. And because of that...
That's not a problem,
It's not a problem, but it's a problem when you don't do stories. It's a problem when you don't build on...
You fucking...
Not excessive. No, I'm not. After... If you were there for that... And y'all know I love... Shout out to Billy Dixon. Changing the game left and right. I love him to death.
I think we need to get... Hoodfoot on it.
We sure do, because I need someone else to explain this deathmatch shit to me. If you was there...
Speaking of Hoodfoot...
For the culture, WrestleMania weekend, the main event was Billy Dixon versus Kofi. You what? Being there, nobody cared for that.
But that's them. This is AEW. I like when I see blood on my screen because I don't see it often. I like see the Crimson Mask. I like that because in actual fight, niggas are going to bleed. And an actual fight, like you talk about this is a combat sport. They don't stop it. They say, "Are you okay? Cool. Let's continue." That's it. So I like the blood, but I understand
it's not everybody's cup of tea.
But it's just like.
But it also has it has to also make sense. Like niggas can't just bleed to bleed.
Right, but it also
gonna hit for me.
But it's just like, again, it'll feel like WWE like all over again. So it's just like I don't want to like my thing is this way. Like it gives them the edge. And now it's just like...
But blood has to give you the edge, though?
Yes, it adds...
Not the TV show you're producing, not the matches that you're producing.
It gives it, like,
blood
for example...
Blood gives you...
So you say that Cody versus...
Blood gives you the extra credit,
question. Cody... Okay, fine. Stone Cold versus Bret Hart. You think if Stone Cold didn't have the Crimson Mask, you think that it would be the same effect?
If he didn't have, like, in terms of the match? But that didn't happen That was often. That was once in a blue.
But we're talking about. No. I understand that. But I'm going off that blood give you the edge. Yes, because it adds like that little extra layer
for you.
To it.
So this is my thing with blood. Blood, and you raised a good point. It does add an edge to things, but blood also is supposed to be that extra. Caveat in a situation that little bit of oomph.
But
if you do it every week for the
every other week,
it's like okay, we're just gonna see blood every week because you're supposed to go, oh shit, why?
Now you're watering down that effect that you're looking for.
Because why did we pop when? And I'm sorry to bring WWE in this, but why did we pop when Stone Cold started bleeding when he's taking that sharpshooter?
What happened with Becky?
Becky.
With the nose.
Becky's another example. And I understand, you're like, yo, you just like that shit. But in the overall bigger picture, it's just like, it gets watered down because you're constantly seeing it. All
right, cool. No.
The effect disappears.
All right, my thing is this way. You don't have to use it all the time, but don't get rid of it because I like it. When it happens. If you have to do it every once in a while, I'm fine with that.
Well, that merger may change a lot of things behind the scenes, I will say. And that's just the way, unfortunately, TV is.
That makes a pussy.
But it's not even that. It's sponsors. It's people that's putting money into your show that's paying for shit. There has to be a balance. I'm not saying like if it's that what, you know, for them, what they consider the having that edge, then no, I don't think it should be a complete loss. But for me, it has to make sense.
But if it's on pay-per-view, if they keep it on pay-per-view, which by the way, people are paying for that, that's different because that's a premium thing right there. That's premium. Like, you're paying for this to watch. It's like OnlyFans. So behind that paying wall, you do whatever you want.
That's different, yeah. I mean, I feel like pay-per-view, I think, is a different realm.
That's different.
Weekly televised TV with sponsors, because them niggas is still butthurt off of that fucking pizza slicer thing. Niggas is still talking about that behind the scenes. And it's a business thing. And it's... I can't say it's unfortunate. As on the fan side of things, it's unfortunate. But on the business side,
the great thing about it is
you got to think of the bigger picture.
It'd be the same people complaining about, oh my gosh, you know, everybody, the world got so soft. It'd be the same people complaining about that. I look.
But blood is, I don't think, a level of either being tough or soft.
It's just too much. I just think it's too much. But the thing about it, sometimes when you're put into a box, you have to get extra creative.
Okay, I agree with that.
So, with the current climate of the world, they're gonna have to adjust, and they're going to have to be more creative. That's what's gonna happen, and I hope this doesn't fuck them over, because I will die on this hill. AEW is important to wrestling.
Yeah.
So
everything Impact.
No. Impact is cool. Impact is dope. But AEW is very important to wrestling. It does so much for the ecosystem of wrestling. And if this happens, what they're saying is, because this is a rumor, I saw the same thing. Mm-hmm. If this, they have to go to PG.
Well, the merge is going to happen.
Well, the merge is going to happen. And if they have to go to PG, then they have to get creative and stay on their game, because you can't depend on
guts and blood guts, to put everything over.
Middle fingers up. But the thing about it, the beauty about going PG is you get more money. Because now your content can be used in more places. Now you attract a bigger audience. Because I've said this before, if I have a family and I want to go to AEW show, sometimes I'm only coming by myself. Or my homeboy. But I got a family of four. My wife, my two kids.
Yeah, that demographic is...
That's four tickets.
That demographic is night and day.
That's four tickets that being sold. Because being at Mania, I did see many people our age. Because, you know, at this point... Because you got to think about it. It's money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And about how things evolve.
Just think about how much we spent.
Yeah.
In a superstore. Remember the mom? We saw a mom when we came out of the superstore. We saw a black mom. Four boys. Four kids. They all had bags. All of them. She had to at least, if I spent only, and I got like two or three things, and this one spent a little over 100, she had to spend at least $500. At least. So when you get in, that's what I'm saying, the business side of things, when you get in a different realm and you get in a different door, it does open a lot of different avenues of revenue.
You know what I'm really scared of? Here's the truth. Is these are a lot of guys in AEW that I watch. And I don't want their art to get watered down because of sponsorships.
And that's a legit concern.
About that shit too.
But the thing is, you gotta look at it like this though. It's corporate. And
too, how do you expect to evolve? Like we spoke about earlier. How do you expect to evolve?
Because the thing about it, you're going to get more money.
If you're still doing the same thing.
You're going to get more things, and things are going to change. And then, like she said, you have to evolve because the money starts coming in, and you got to move a little bit differently. But then you have guys like Mox, who legit said he was tired of that PG shit in WWE.
Look at Daniel Bryan.
He had the whole conversation
with Vince and was like, yo, I want color. And Vince was like, I can't give you
that. And that's the thing.
And that's a great concern from off what they're saying. But Triple H said this one day, even though the new DX was kind of corny, he said,
they had to be kid friendly.
You have to, when you got to be put in a box, you got to get more creative. Like, for instance, as a trainer, if I'm working at a private gym that doesn't have much, I still got to put you through a workout. If my skill level is at a point that I can't do it, then I shouldn't be training. I shouldn't be training.
Yeah.
At least, okay.
Because the moves aren't going to change. Like, the matches aren't going to change. The fights aren't going to change. It's just what it's going to be is that you're not going to have color.
Okay.
And Moxley got his color. DB got his color.
DB got spat on, and that was a bit much
for
me.
I just don't want to, like, lose, like...
You like the blood and the guts and the gore, and you don't want to see that disappear. Because you don't get that on the other show.
I can't get that on indies like that.
If you go to deathmatch shit, you will definitely get that.
Deathmatch makes my stomach hurt.
Well, then how the fuck you gonna say and be like, I like blood, but not like deathmatch shit?
Because it's too much. I don't want to see you bleed on your back. I don't want to see you bleed on your chest. And I feel like some of the studs be like, if you land it a certain way, you could pop an artery. That to me is just like...
But my nigga, that's the same thing that they do on AIDS. You think that if Britt Baker and old girl at the thumb tacks, if she could have hit something too. That's possible. Whenever you have something outside of the squared circle without weapons, you are running the risk.
I cannot watch death matches
of doing shit
because it makes me sick.
That's hilarious.
It's too much blood.
I now there's levels to blood for you.
Yes. Like, you breathe for your face because a regular... Okay, cool. But if you put some in a light tube, like, yo, that don't affect your lower...
Anyway, all right, we only got a few more minutes left. Now let's talk about, you said AEW for you was the best show this week.
It was.
For me, it was NXT 2.0. And I'm going to break down why. Because whether it was the match, whether it was the segment, whether it was the promo, everything hit. I'm actually upset that we didn't talk about fucking Joe Gacy. Shout out to Joe Gacy. Seen him in the indies. Loved that the fact that now he's with WWE and got signed. I think it's super dope. I think the character is dope.
Joe Gacy. Who's he playing?
Joe Gacy.
Who's he playing?
Joe Gacy.
What's he did recently? NXT?
He's on NXT. He's the one with the... He's the one that was kind of on some, like... He wanted to help everybody and bring everybody together and stop spreading propaganda and type of shit. But when this nigga... kidnapped.
Oh, him.
Braun Breaker's daddy? I said, y'all niggas.
And he took them.
I said, why the fuck is nobody talking about this?
They don't talk about NXT too much, though.
That's wild. Because I didn't even see the week before. So when I saw the clip of that, I said, oh, he stole Papa Steiner? And then he took his Hall of Fame ring and tried to burn it, knowing damn well that ring was not going to burn. And then put it on. After taking it out of the fire, I said, oh, hell nah. If that's not an invested storyline, I don't know what the fuck is. Then, listen, I'm be honest. I'm still not really, I'm big on the Lash girl. But that fucking boot sold me. I said, oh.
It was fire.
I said, oh, we turning
to
up.
Nikki Lyons, Nikki Thickums.
She asked,
you're in favor of love.
I'm sleep.
Yeah, she was in favor of love.
No.
Either favor of love or like, The Real Chance of Love.
What else did that? What else? Everything from fucking Natalya gonna put over Cora Jade like nobody else can. And exactly. I'm excited about that. Because that was something that somebody in the group had mentioned.
She was in Louis Vuitton's
outfit. She was doing the sharpshooter in Louis. I said, this bitch is popping. Okay. And everybody, because somebody had, and I was glad you popped on that comment too. Because somebody had said, was like, they was tired of like the main roster coming out of NXT. And I was just like, you don't understand the value of somebody experienced coming in and building the person.
Like, for example, Ruan Regal versus Cesaro. Cesaro versus Sami Zayn. People forget Natalya and Tyson Kidd was the basic foundation of the 2.0. Like, Natalya versus Charlotte.
So, Natalya going back to NXT made sense.
It ain't new.
It was genius. I like the little the Wendy girl coming in with the super soakers. That was kind of funny and cute, but I like her kind of being in that storyline. Like, I just, for me, to elevate, you gotta have the characters, you gotta have the story. And I know it's been an ongoing battle between professional wrestling and it's sports entertainment and and I realized something, that as much as AEW likes to put on, and it's something actually Mikey has said, as much as AEW likes to put on the whole, like, we're professional wrestling, this is our narrative, he was like, yo, Dan Housing is sports entertainment, and if anyone disagrees, I don't know why.
Wrestling is sports entertainment still. I don't listen to these fans.
Like, and I said, you know what? He has a point.
Everything is sports entertainment. Like, people don't understand, when you sell in the ring, sports entertainment. When like how that you do certain move towards the hard can to make sure the cam get it, sports entertainment, dickheads. Like, people don't understand, wrestling got popping because they made it scripted. Because it was lasting too long in the ring. It was too long. They had to make entertainment. What the hell? The entrances, entertainment, the music you like.
That's actually all I go for now for Mania is entrances.
I go for the
glitz and glam.
Like, I don't think about it. If we shout out to Vince, again, him saying that this is sports entertainment, a lot of these independent wrestlers could run in Jersey without no license and none of that. Because they was getting fined and they was getting like taxed because as a sports tax. Thank you to Vince. So you had to use entertainment, dickheads.
Also, Vince saved the wrestling during the pandemic.
Save wrestling.
Saved
because he made y'all essential workers.
Okay.
So talk what you may talk.
That's gangsta as fuck.
Come on,
like,
B.
To turn.
He is Illuminati.
To turn niggas into.
Vince is definitely Illuminati.
Turn niggas to essential.
He's living until he's 150.
Like,
he needs
I don't
to.
Think that Vince not, is like on like level
to
one.
Go.
Like,
especially after Mania, I was like, I don't want him to
I don't
go.
I know that Vince is like on the top level of like Illuminati, but like Vince is up there.
But this I will once again NXT 2.0. If you have not
fire,
been
son.
In it,
I
recommend
says.
Highly recommend watching because fucking Carmella coming in beating up Cameron Grimes, them still working on that story.
Okay, if AEW, if AEW and I'm like 2.0. I wouldn't mind that because there's mad storylines going on. Keep me invested and stuff like that.
But that.
I don't mind that.
Yes. I don't mind that.
But.
Because they pick, they very, so that's the thing. That's my issue with AEW at times is they're very selective on the storyline they want to
build. The Eddie Kingston match? Yo, how you technically on the runway, B? Come on. Fire, son.
Yeah. But once again, NXT 2.0, a must see. Once again, next Wednesday,
Janelle got the toes.
420. Oh yeah, my toes is out. It's hot in New York today. Mm-hmm. It's fucking blazing hip hop and R&B outside.
Nah, it's on fling.
420 Battle Club Pro Women Crush Wednesday 2, our all women female show. Tickets will be on sale here
below.
And at the door. So make sure to bring a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend. Come out. You can smoke with Mr. Black. I will say. There you go.
It's next week.
It is next week. Yeah. What else is last but not least? We'll once again be back at Legends May 8th for WrestleMania Backlash. And then Memorial Day weekend, Double or Nothing for AEW. So make sure to RSVP when those flyers and stuff go out. Other than that,
please check out our upcoming interviews that we have. We got something special.
Ooh, we do have a few interviews in the pocket, so just stay tuned for that. We're really excited about them.
I can't wait for y'all to see it.
And they're
going to
come, and y'all going to be like, word? And we'll be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, as always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Starbucks and Mr. Black. #BlackExcellence #WeAreOut.